KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A manhunt's been launched for the armed robbers behind a cash-in-transit heist near Mandini on the north coast. It's understood the gunman ambushed a cash van and its escort vehicle and opened fire on security teams on the R102 yesterday. They then fled with their firearms and an undisclosed amount of money. IPSS Medical Rescue's Samantha Merrick says no one was badly hurt.
Two security officers sustained minor injuries in the incident and were transported to a nearby facility for further care. The R102 was closed to allow for further investigations.
The government said to unveil its next steps for spaza shops and food outlets after a deadline for owners to register their businesses passed on Friday. Small Business Minister Stella Ndabeni will host the joint media briefing this afternoon. She's expected to share lessons from the registration drive and details on a 500 million rand intervention fund aimed at supporting small businesses. President Cyril Ramaphosa called for the registration to address food safety and to regulate the industry. It was in response to the deaths of over 20 children last year from suspected food poisoning after eating snacks bought from various spaza shops across the country. Thousands of Namibians and dignitaries have paid their final respects to the country's independence leader. Sam Nujoma was laid to rest near the capital Windhoek yesterday after a funeral attended by a host of local leaders, including President Cyril Ramaphosa. Nujoma, who won independence for the desert nation from apartheid South Africa, died last month at the age of 95. He headed the organization SWAPO that led the liberation struggle and became the country's first democratic president in 1990. And Israel has confirmed it will adopt a proposal by President Donald Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. It's for the Ramadan and Passover periods. It was agreed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with his senior defense officials in the early hours of this morning after the first phase of the previously agreed ceasefire was due to expire. Meanwhile, Hamas leader Mahmoud Madawi has said in a statement that the only way to achieve stability in the region is to complete the implementation of the agreement. Back home on the weather front, we've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Lundi today, Richards Bay 27, Maritzburg and Ladysmith 22, Moorreever, Newcastle 21, Kokstad 20, Margate 24, 19 for the Berg. We've got 2 meter high swells at the Durban Beach this morning with sunset at 6:28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.